matchup between Holy Names and Dominican University of California. Hey, Stu.
Hey, Jet. Great to be with you, fans. Tough loss for the women. See if the men can help things out.
No doubt about it. Hopefully, Stu will be looking to come into this game and get some retribution, because the women's team was tough. A 21-point loss, and that definitely leaves a bad taste in your mouth. But let's hope that Dominican's men's basketball team is just the toothpaste and brush we need to get that taste out of our mouth and go ahead and get it done.
Let's All right.
Go ahead, Stu.
Yes, Jeff, thank you. Just a couple of seconds before the starting lineups, we will have the national anthem for you fans. For those of you at home, please rise.
Adrian Valderrama coming out of San Jose, California, the hometown hero, as well as Matt Ferreira from Claremont, California, by way of Humboldt State University. Chris DeMarco, the big gift from Wisconsin. Big Chris, number 20 from Appleton, Wisconsin, all the way from Wisconsin. Your man, Adam Chavis, Mr. Clean, number 21 from Oakland, California. And Ryan Trammell, number 42, all the way from Oceanside, California, will be your starting five for your Dominican Penguins.
All right, fans, both teams are out on the floor. The Penguins with one conference loss that came the other night, as Will Biggs and the Pioneer Men from Cal State University Hayward got past the DUs by 1 point. That was a heartbreaking loss. See if the Penguins can avenge that nasty loss. It's not really avenging it because it's a different team, but at least avenging their feeling.
No
referees
doubt.
Are in play. Joe Curran, Fred Salgado, and Chris Malone, those guys from the NAIA, out on the floor now, the starters for Holy Names in their road red uniforms. Holy Names colors, red, black, and white. Penguins, gold, black, and the home colors. Of course, the white uniforms at home. 20 minutes overhead. Stuart Horn, Jed Jackson with your D broadcasters for tonight, as usual. In the middle for the Penguins will be Ryan Trammell, tipped out by Benjamin Clyde. We are underway, Jet. Penguins are on defense right out of the gate. And the DUs are defending the Northern Hoop. Adam Chavis with a steal. And he goes the length of the court. And Chavis misses it. But the putback is right there by Ryan Trammell.
That's a good cleanup job by Ryan Trammell on that one, Stu.
Yeah, good job there after Chavis with the missed layup. Clyde now drives in, foot fake. He goes left side. Big long three ball by Zach Sawitzki is good. 3-2, DU trailing in this one as Adrian Valderrama brings it up. He comes across the circles. Now he's in between them. He's being guarded by Obi Woods. Over to the right side, Adrian's got it. He goes down low to DeMarco, who backs up to the free throw line. DeMarco goes left wing. Ferreira, now Adam, jumper, 21 feet, no.
Ooh.
And traveling with it was Jonathan Arrington. Arrington didn't need to do that as he was fighting for the ball against his own teammate, Obi Woods.
I guess he just got heated up in the moment for a second, Stu. But
yeah, Obi Woods and Arrington fought for the ball. And then they ended up walking with it. So the Penguins get it on the short side. Up and in as Ryan Trammell takes it. He misses the first one, but he gets his own rebound and puts it back. It's 4-3 DU, 18:45 to go. Here comes Eric Adams for Holy Names. The Penguins are once again defending that northern hoop for the first half of play. And tipped out by Valderrama, and Valderrama holds on to it, swallows it, and falls out of bounds. 18:30 to go, 4-3 in favor of the mighty Penguins.
Yes, sir. Valderrama tried to tap those toes that time to stay in bounds, but he couldn't quite do it. Couldn't get the ball back in court, so Holy Names will go ahead and take it. They have some athletes on the squad, though, Stu. Some definitely good players and great guys who are able to move the ball well in transition as well as get under the rim and score.
Massive rejection by Ryan Trammell. 18:15 to go, and the Penguins steal it away after Trammell with a tremendous no-way block. Adrian's got it. He goes top of the key. And he's able to pass it off to Adam Chavis. Pushed, though, on Chavis was Zach Sawitzki. Sawicki shoves Chavis and picks up a foul. That's the first foul for either squad on Sawicki. Inbounds. Matt Ferrer throws it away. Ferrer is unable to hit any penguin, and Sawicki picks it up. So Sawicki then brings it the length of the court, gets it off to Benjamin Clyde, who goes up right side. Clyde misses it. The Penguins muff it on the way. Clyde comes down with the ball. Foul is called against Chris DeMarco.
So DeMarco is the big man all the way from Wisconsin. I mean, he was quite a pickup this year. Still, he's contributed so much to this Dominican's team. I mean.
Yeah. DeMarco's been the guy. 17:50 to go, 4-3. Clyde on the line. Clyde deep.
I mean, we can definitely credit him as being one of the guys. I mean, pretty much maybe majority responsible for the majority of some of these wins. Definitely when we've had players out, there's games where Adam Chavis couldn't play, and there's games where Ari Ivintosh couldn't play. And DeMarco was picking up the slack for a lot of guys.
Second one is good. Yeah. Second one's good. No, DeMarco's been the surprise addition to the team. Left side Ferrer after the Penguins zigzag it up the court. 17.5 to go, 4 up. Chavis has it on the left wing. Chavis loves to shoot. Chavis flings it up to Ryan in between the circles. Here's Matt down low, kicked out of bounds. Sawicki got his left foot on it, and it goes out into the foyer. 17:26 to go after the boot by Sawicki. Shot clock doesn't reset, 15 on it. Penguins will have it. Ferrer brings it in. Ryan's got it. Back over to Matt on the wing. Right wing picks up a screen. Over to Adrian, down low. DeMarco, 6 on the shot clock. Bucket drops, ball drops, waved off. Foul was called on DeMarco. DeMarco's already got 2. We're not even 3 minutes into the game, Jay.
Nope, not even started yet, but we're definitely making a good run at it, Stu.
Obi Woods brings it up. Sawicki, back to Woods, top of the key. 22 on the shot clock. 17 minutes exactly now. Here's Sawicki up against Ferrer. Pulls up with a jumper. Deep. Tipped out. Penguins can't come up with it. Penguins do come up with it. Adam Chavis one-on-one right side. Chavis knocks down the slam jam. Chavis pounds home the jammer one-on-one. What a burst of speed. And Chavis is able to.
That's why he is the Cal Pack Player of the Year, Stu. He did that and then picked up the N1. Adam Chavis pounded it down with authority.
Chavis with a hammer jam. Just a burst of speed, a tremendous jump. And Chavis lands the single-handed jam and gets the N1 opportunity. Chavis on the way. No. Chavis misses another one. I don't even want to know Chavis's numbers on the year from the line. 6-4. 16:43.
Yes, sir. Adam Chavis, when he came out of high school, he was one of the pretty much top, one of the top basketball recruits to come out of the Bay Area. Most definitely. He was one of the best players to come out of the Bay Area. He's played a lot of good ball for a lot of good teams.
Sawicki brings it in, drives the lane, good for 2. 6 up. 16:22 to go. Ari Ivintosh is into the game. He is on the right wing. He goes over to Adrian. Ari's got the right wrist taped up. Here's Ryan with a softy short. Tipped back up by Ari and a whistle. Foul is called against Ivintosh.
Yeah, Ari went over the back on that one. Trying to get up there and tip the ball back in and make a play. Love the tenacity, but just needed him to be a little smarter on the offensive side of the ball next time, Stu.
Mark Lewis has entered the game, fans, in place of Matt Ferrer. 6 apiece, 16-11. Left in this one, in the first half anyway. Penguins now on defense, traveling on Benjamin Clyde after he had been hit perfectly in stride.
And Clyde got mobbed on the glass, dude.
By Eric Woods. Uh-huh.
He got absolutely wrecked on the glass. He definitely went up there. Adam Chavis was trying to have something to say with it.
Hey, the clock. What's up with the clock? The clock. The clock has not run. There we go. The clock was stopped for 20 seconds. Nobody caught it yet. Anyway, 15:51 to go, fans. And I'm surprised that they don't reset it. But the foul is called against. It was called against Jonathan Arrington, the 6'5" sophomore out of Glendale Jet. 6 up. 15:50. Well, that's a little bonus coverage, I guess. We're playing a little longer than the 20 minutes and a half.
Definitely
like five. Playing 20 minutes and 30 seconds, perhaps. The first freebie by Ryan Trammell is no good.
You got to get the free ones, Stu. Say it time and time again. You have to be able to make those free points in these close games. 6-6 right now.
Valderrama out. Xavier Muldrow in. On the way, Ryan. Deep. He missed them both, and you don't see that out of Ryan Trammell very often.
Not at all. In the last game, that was pretty much what hurt us when it came down to the line, Stu. Lost by 1 point. If you think about it, there's about 4 missed free throws in that game from Dominican University. So we make those free throws. We're in it. We win, pretty much. So you have to be able to get the free points. They can come back to hunt you.
And the third one is finally good. So Carmel converts 1 of 3. Bringing it up now is Adams. He's got Ari on him. Adams flings it into the middle. Swiped away by Aaron Cano, a 5'10 senior from Mili Lani, Hawaii. Cano now has Xavier on him. Left side. Ooh, boy, Lewis put a hook on Cano, something terrible. Shot goes up now by Jonathan Harrington, and it is no good. 7-6 DU's on offense. Penguins moving from our right to left, from the Q to the P on your computer keyboard, and Adam Chavis picks up the toss from Xavier. Converts a deuce, 9-6, Penguins on top. Sawitsky is able to get the ball off on the left side. Arrington goes up, scissor legs, he's blocked, and that's a travel jet.
Yes, sir, that is. Dominican's playing pretty tight defense, too. I'm definitely liking the D they're playing.
Jonathan Cargis has entered the game for the Hawks. The Hawks are 1-4 in conference. Hawks head coach is Dennis Jones. He's assisted by Omar Sanchez, Marshall Hartman, Ian Remler, Sean Palmer, and Jacob Golubielski. And I recognize some of those names. Sanchez and Golubielski are old Hawks players when they graduated. Left side is Adam. Adam is blocked tremendously, but Adam with the soft jumper doesn't go. Ari tried to finger roll it back in. It wouldn't fall. 9-6 DU. Penguins can't box out. Hawks have the ball. Off to our right. Hawks attacking the northern hoop. Penguins now on defense. Here comes Jonathan Cargis, who's just entered the game. He's on the left wing. He hands it off to Eric Adams. Adams stutter steps, drives in. Now he backs out. Clyde on the way. 3 ball. Good. 9 up. 14:09 to go. Halftime extravaganza coming up with my partner, Jed Jackson. But until then, it's 14 minutes exactly left in the first half of this one. Xavier calls the play. Left side, Xavier gets a drifter to fall, but it's blown off. The foul is called against Aaron Cano. And now a timeout has been called. It's actually a media timeout, Jet. But
yes,
since we have no media to bring you, Jet will bring you some of his own advertising style.
Yes, sir. We're always reminding you here at Dominican.edu, radio.dominican.edu, that you hit up Bank of Marin. Bank of Marin is committed to your business and our community. They're a proud sponsor of Dominican Athletics, as well as Frank Howard Allen Realtors. Love where you live, Frank Howard Allen Realtors. You can find them, search for homes, get neighborhood information, and go to their award-winning home 24/7 online at www.fhallen.com. As well as CK Mondavi Family Vineyards. CK Mondavi roots for the black and gold. They're located in St. Helena, California. Go there from getting plenty of good wine from their wingers as well. Also, Adidas is a proud sponsor of Dominican Athletics. Adidas, Impossible is Nothing, as well as Marin Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. You can look them up on marinorthopedics.com. So, Stu, going in this game so far, it's knotted up. 3-4 in terms of fouls. Dominican has 3, they have 4. This is a pretty tight defensive game. It seemed a little bit of deja vu from Cal State East Bay. Almost called him Cal State Hayward. I don't know. It seems I hope Dominican could be able to show up and be the dominant team. As we say, it's going to be the team that chokes first, but hopefully Dominican won't be that, and they'll be able to step up and show some dominance in this game, unlike the women's team was able to do earlier.
End of the timeout has come. Clock is rolling. 13:34 to go. Ray Chavis has come into the game. Mark Lewis with a soft drifter from the right side. Easy layup there. Jet 11-9. Boy, that looks smooth as silk.
No doubt about it. Mark Lewis is definitely showing great, great potential as a freshman. Him and Xavier Muldrow have come into this year, and they've been given the nod off the top. They've both played great minutes for Dominican in such a young career.
Xavier's in there with Mark Lewis, the senior Ryan Trammell, Ray Chavis, and now stolen away by Xavier. Penguins on offense. Xavier goes right side. Lewis up and under. Doesn't want to do it. Gets it back outside to Ryan. Back to Lewis. Three ball thinking about it. No. Lewis drives in. Left side to Ryan waiting. Ryan cans it, but a whistle before the bucket left his hand. Foul is called against Robert Christensen, a 6'3" senior from El Centro, California. That's a 15 foul committed by the Hawks. Ray's got 5 seconds to bring it in, and he can't do it. And there was almost a time penalty there, but instead it was blocked, stolen away, taken the length of the court, and put up there for the two-pointer by Jonathan Cargis from the right side. It's 11 up. That's four aces on the scoreboard, Jet.
No doubt about it. Here goes Ray Chavis with the shot, and he misses it. Stu, it seems like Dominican is getting a lot of those bounces around the rim, but they're not being able to really get the ball in when they need to. It seems knotted up. Like I said, this is an awful strange deja vu to the last game.
Chavis, as Jet mentioned from the top of the key, Chavis tried to get the three-pointer off. He can't do it. Chavis can't get the ball in play. And now it's walked with by Jonathan Cargis after Chavis is unable to get the ball, and it's stolen away by Cargis. Xavier stuck an arm in there and forced Cargis to walk with it. So on the short side, two plays in a row, all day Ray Chavis is unable to get the ball in. Brought up by Xavier. Xavier has it on the right wing with the jumper, very short. Robert Christensen with a rebound. Christensen hands it off. No, he doesn't. He takes it to length. Stolen, and it goes off of Christensen's leg. I thought it was stolen by Mark Lewis, but Christensen bashed into Ray, and I think the Penguins will get the point. It is on Christensen. 16 foul, second on Christensen. Penguins will get the ball back. T.J. Schilt's getting ready to come into the game. In fact, he does so in place of T.J. Schilt. Adam Chavis has re-entered the game, this time in place of Ari Ivintosh. 12:15 to go, fans.
So, TJ, another new addition to the squad this year, all the way from Modesto, California. TJ definitely brings some skills to the table, though, Stu. I'm definitely looking forward to seeing what he can do on the court.
Chavis passes the ball down to Schultz in the right corner, and it goes into the second row of the grandstands. Jet, our next broadcast, fans, will be right here from the Conlin Center as the Penguin women will tip off at 5:30 against Menlo College on January 22nd. The men at 7:30. That's a CalPAC doubleheader. Jet and I will be here for that. A week after that will be Maritime Academy for another CalPAC doubleheader. So men and women, it looks like it's CalPAC games all the way out from here on out, Jet. January 22nd, the 29th, February 5th, and the 14th. February 5th is against Pacific Union. The big game will be against William Jessup. That'll be on February 14th. I think that's Valentine's Day, Jet.
Yes, that is Valentine's Day. So bring your sweetheart to the game.
Yeah, it'll be a good day.
This is a date for me. I mean, heck, yeah. I bring a girl out to the basketball game. Well, what's better? You got hot dogs, sessions, and great basketball. Good to see dunks by Adam Chavis, shots by Ray.
12 minutes to go, fans. Ray Chavis has got it on the left wing. Xavier Ray. Now over to Adam on the right wing. Up on his feet is Tavani. He's shrieking. 10 on the shot clock. 8. Right side, Lewis. 6. Ray's got to do something with it. He breaks in softly. Ray Chavis converts a deuce. 13-11 Penguins. Penguins are 4-1 on the season. Hawks are 1-4. Jonathan Cargis has got it now. Off to our right from the opulent broadcasting area, from which Jet and I are watching this game. A nice soft jumper over the top of Adam Chavis. is Robert Donnelly, a 6'2" freshman out of Waipahu, Hawaii. So a couple of Hawaii guys, in fact, three of them on the Hawks team. Penguins don't have any Hawaiians. Right side, Lewis.
We have Australians in the Hawaiians.
That's true. In fact, we might see an Australian tonight. Here's Lewis driving in.
No doubt.
Lewis.
And we're recruiting more of them, Stu. I gave a tour earlier today of Dominican's campus to another Australian player from the same, actually, club, playing clubs, Alistair Flack and David Moore. Matter of fact, he knew a lot about those guys, and he's looking forward to coming here at Dominican University and playing some ball for us. So we might have some more international imports soon to this team.
Alistair Flack has just entered the game, fans. Shout out to Melbourne. 13-13. I don't know what day it is in Melbourne. I think it's Wednesday afternoon already, Jet.
Yeah, they were explaining to me that it's the summer out there, so it's looking real nice in Melbourne, but that guy knew Alistair very well.
All right, Flack on defense. Hawks working indoors, 10:30 to go. Here's a big jumper from the left wing. Penguins can't box out and get it. The putback is chucked up there by Aaron Cano, a 5'10 senior. So Cano comes in amid a flurry of huge people. Cano at 5'10 seems small by comparison, but he's able to get some good hops and convert the bucket. And for the first time tonight, the Penguins are trailing 15-13. 10:18 to go, fans. Now the Penguins are on defense, trailing by two. And out on the left side, Adam Chavis is playing some big-time defense against Benjamin Clyde. Now his brother Ray Chavis is playing Jonathan Cargis pretty closely. Outside Christensen, three ball, no. Tipped out, Adam's got it. Now Alistair Flack will bring it up. Flack drives at the distance and gives it away. Intended for Schiltz, although there was no Penguins anywhere near it. I mean, in between Flack and Schiltz were about four Hawks, maybe more. Now a big travel by Richard Westbaum. Westbaum's a 6'10 junior out of Arcadia Jet. Westbaum had a pretty good feed from the baseline. Diving out of bounds, one of his teammates, I think it was Clyde, saved that one. Westfall had it, but then he stutter-stepped under the hoop. Took too many steps. 9:27 to go.
Yes,
Penguins sir. Trail by two.
You mentioned that Westfall, he is 16. It seems the Penguins seem to be, I guess, outsized in many of the games we're going up against now as we get deeper in the conference. I mean, as we said, the biggest guys on our team were Adam Chavis and Ryan Tramiel at 6'5", or T.J. Schiltz at 6'8", but we're definitely trying to still recruit some more players to size up with these guys, but
Phil Havlicek getting ready to come in, Jet.
Right, Phil's another big guy too. I mean,
Adam was fouled on the play. The Penguins had worked it back down off to our left. Chavis had gone up and had one of the Hawks stuck his wing in Adam's mug. So Schiltz back to the bench. Havlicek in there. Adam makes the first freebie. And that's a good way to start because Chavis's free throw percentage has not been where he'd like it.
It's not been where any of us like it. And Adam said himself, you know, that's one thing he definitely wants to improve his game on is his free throws. He missed two against East Bay, and those were very detrimental came towards the end. But
right toward the end. Makes them both here, 15 up.
Yes, sir. Now, seems like Dominican, it's still knotted up here, so it seems like Dominican has started to play a little bit of tighter defense, but both teams showing a lot of what they got. This is what rival games are made of, and this is what we love about them. We're always reminding you here on radio.dominican.edu that if you need any audio, visual, rental, equipment, sales, or installation, you should hit up CMS, which is Corporate Media and AV Rentals. CMS, for over 40 years, they've been renting out those audio, visual needs. www.cmsrents.com. You can hit them up, as well as the Embassy Suites. If you're in town, you're from Holy Names, or you're just from anywhere else and you love watching Dominican basketball, or you just want to visit the beautiful Marin County, you should hit up Embassy Suites. Embassy Suites of San Rafael and Marin County. Great place. I've stayed there before, Stu. Lovely, lovely as all. Also, CK Mondavi Family Vineyard, CK Mondavi Roots for the Black and Gold, as well as Fuentes Taqueria. Best burritos in town, located in San Rafael, right in the Montecito Plaza. You can get there right on Grand Street, make a left, You're right there. Can't miss it. Right there in Amancio Plaza, Puentes Taquerias. I'm telling you, Sue. Best burritos in town, bar none. But we're back to the game now. Stuart Horn bringing in your play-by-play. I'm your color man. No pun intended. Go ahead, Stu.
Thank you, Jet. I was just rocking to our theme music there.
No doubt about it.
While you were doing the reads.
It's some funky stuff, ain't it? Real good.
15 up. 9:18 to go. Stuart Horn and Jed Jackson on radio.dominican.edu, your TV broadcasters for tonight's game. Penguin women coughed up a hard to swallow one earlier, Jet. You were here, you saw it, 28 tied early or late in the first half, ended up losing it by 21.
Right, right. But you know what they say, Stu, tomorrow's history, yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery. So we got to focus on right now. Hopefully our men's team can bring us back a little bit of retribution because you hate for both teams to lose the Holy Names in one night.
Soft jumper by Westphal, the 6'10" junior. Westphal was a presence out there. That one, he kept the feet planted and softed that one home. 17-15, Penguins are trailing. Havlicek with the pass from Ray. He tries to go low to Adam. Havlicek can't get the shot off. It's kicked out. Not the shot, the pass off, I should say. It's kicked out of play. Ray holds up the fingers, indicating the play. Ray Chavis is bringing it in, and for the third time in a row, he has it batted away. He is unable to successfully inbounds the ball, Jack.
They are playing tight up on these Penguins tonight. I mean, this is definitely a defensive struggle.
On the short side, it's tough. Havlicek gets it on the inbounds. Havlicek then has Jonathan Kargis stick his hand, his wrist, his elbow, his shoulder, and the rest of his arm in Havlicek's mug.
Oh, he caught a mouthful.
Yeah, he did. He was wearing it.
And that was a mouthful of what you just had, too, dude. Jesus.
Havlicek will go to the line.
No doubt about it. We almost felt that up here in the booth.
Yeah. 17-16 after the first one is good. 8:29 to go, fans. In the first half, Calpac doubleheader tonight.
Yes, sir. Phil Havlicek, straight from the Bay Area, San Fran, California.
On the way.
We're live. We're live from San Fran to Japan.
That's right. Broadcasting from San Fran to Japan. You are right. And the second one is no good. Havlicek makes the first, but now, the second is no good.
Now, Stu, I got a question for one of our listeners. Matter of fact, after the last game, we said that. He said, are you meaning from San Fran to Japan, where Japan's right next to us, or are you talking about the long ways?
Oh, the long way.
He sure didn't mention that to me. They know the long ways. So, yeah. From San Fran to Japan, the long ways.
All right. Now, Alistair Flagg gets it. He throws it up court and throws it away. Shot on goal by Benjamin Clyde is no good, as Flack is lying on the floor immediately under the hoop. Clyde gets his own rebound, puts it back up, can't get it to go. Tipped out of play, and apparently they blamed it on one of the Penguins, although I'm not sure who. Entering the game for the first time tonight is the 6'8" junior, Paul Conyers. He's out of Sacramento, number 44. That's Willie McCovey's old number. Coming up on 8 minutes exactly, the Penguins trail by one, 17-16. Out on the right side is Clyde. Clyde drifts in with his scissor legs. Clyde, high off the glass, gets fouled by Adam Chavis, and Clyde will go to the line for two. Clyde was not even close with that one. Chavis did not need to foul. Clyde wasn't going to make that one anyway. It wasn't even close. Chavis had nothing to do with that one. I think the foul actually came off after the shot was let go. Clyde to the line.
He definitely did some acting. The Oscar goes too.
Yeah.
He must be at the Golden Globe Awards the other night. He definitely can be nominated for something after that. But
first one's good. Penguins trailing by two now. Clyde on the way. And that one's good. Re-entering the game, Adrian Valderrama and Ari Ivantosh in place of Ray Chavis and Xavier Muldrow.
Yes, sir. Adrian Valderrama coming out of San Jose, California. Comes from a great team out there, Stu. Piedmont Hills High School. As a matter of fact, grew up a little bit down the ways from Piedmont Hills. Great team. A lot of their guys now are pretty much playing a lot for a lot of D1 basketball, a lot of D1 football players as well. The team he graduated with, matter of fact, went ahead and won their CCS championship, I believe, at Central Coast. So Adrian definitely no stranger to success and great basketball teams.
Here's a jumper by Ari from the right wing. It's tipped out of bounds, and they give the ball back to the Hawks after the missed shot by Ari Ivintosh. Ryan Trammell went after the rebound and chased it into the Hawks bench, where he almost did a stage dive, but he remained on his feet. No stage dive necessary.
No, he's not a rock star yet. Can't do the stage dive.
7:30 to go. Soft jumper off by the Hawks. Down with it. No. Penguins had it for a second. Chavis had a hand on it. It was tipped out, and they'll give it back to the Hawks. Aaron Cano to bring it in on the short end. Right under the hoop. See if he can do what the Penguins have not been able to do, and that's get it in under their own bucket. And he does easily. Oh, yeah. Penguins might want to take a lesson from however Dennis Jones spread his guys out. They made it look easy there. Left side, Penguins have got it. Under the hoop was Adam Chavis. Boy, it's rough under there. Then he had 6 foot five. Let's see, 6 foot seven. Ryan Trammell fall on top of him. It says Trammell at 5'9". Adam's holding his neck. Adam was under the hoop. Trammell fell right on top of him. Now Trammell's talking to Adam. I think Adam's neck is going to be sore in the morning. Somebody needs to run out there and wipe up the floor. We used to have towel boys here, Jet. And kids in the community would run out, come out, flying out on the court to wipe it all up. Yeah, we're not that anymore.
We're in a recession.
Yeah, I guess so.
You can't afford a towel boy.
7:07.
My man Brett Ponce is in the game, though. I almost failed to mention Brett. It's a great, great guy out of Redding, California. As a matter of fact, one of the first basketball guys on that coming here.
Ponce is a 6'1" sophomore.
Yes, sir, and he has a jumper that's sweet as pie, Stu, I'm telling you.
Well, hopefully we'll see it here. Adrian's got it. He drifts around between the circles, 11 on the shot clock. Ponce off to the right side, keeping an eye on that jumper. Over to Ponce. He goes baseline. Here's a jumper. Ponce walks with it as he slams right into Conyers, and he couldn't get the ball up and out of Conyers' bread basket. And the Penguins will be on defense now. The Penguins trail by 3. 6.5 to go in the first half. Outside now to the top of the key. Eric Adams has got it. He's got Ari plastered to him. Adams goes up and he's blocked. Trammell blocks him. Trammell blocks the ball. It's just a clean block. The ball was on the way and Trammell got the fingers on it. And the foul is called against Eric Adams, his second. That's the team's 10th. While the Penguins have only committed 5. So the double bonus could come into play here any moment. And Ponce has got it. He throws it away. Two plays in a row, and now it's swatted away by Adam Chavis over the top. Chavis playing some serious defense there as Sawicki goes up from the right side. Chavis comes over the top and karate chops. No foul. Dennis Jones wants the foul called. He doesn't get it. 6:12 to go. Holy Names on offense. Cano's got it. Cano goes baseline. Cano goes back outside. And walking with it was Clyde. Benjamin Clyde, the 6'5 junior. He's out of Pasadena, by the way. I think that's right. Yeah, Pasadena. Left side is Adam Chavis softly with the pulled up jumper. No, Ari down with it. Ari picks up the foul. Ari went bouncing around after it with Paul Conyers. And it wasn't called on Conyers. It was called on Adams, his third. That's the 6th foul. Isn't that the 16th foul? Nobody's paying attention to me, Jet. How can that be?
I have no idea. The voice is so compelling, Stu.
Ari makes the first one to bring the Penguins within 2. Oh, no. What am I saying? It was not the 16th foul.
Was it their mistake?
Yeah. Yes, that was my mistake. But the foul was committed by the Hawks, who already committed 10. I'm looking at the wrong column. No wonder no one was paying attention to me. 5:55, and finally Adam Chavis sticks a leg in there. Benjamin Clyde picks up the foul. And that's Chavis' third. Oh, only his second, so that's okay. Souza comes in place of Adam Chavis, who has to talk with the coach.
Yes, sir. Three fouls. It's not someplace you like to see Adam right now, but if he fouls out, there can definitely be trouble, which is why Coach Bryant's sitting him down right now. The Dominican man can definitely jump back in this game. They're only a point away, so I'm definitely looking forward to more great plays. We've seen a lot of new faces on the court today, such as Brett Ponce. Brett, a guy that didn't get much PT all last year, is definitely getting some this year. I'm happy to see it. My good friend Brett, we're always reminding you on radio.dominican.edu at Solo Communications. You need to hit them up. Solo Communications, helping with all your communications needs. They root for the black and gold, as well as Bon Appetit Caring Company. They feed our students and our athletes. They provide food services for a sustainable future. Bon Appetit Catering and Management Company. Some good food there. Only here on radio.dominican.edu. And as the timeout ends, we're definitely back down here with 5:53 left on the clock. Dominican is down as the score is 19-18. Ooh, looks like that those towel boys came out, Stu, as we were requesting. I guess that means we're getting a little bit out. Oh, no, it's the coaches and players.
Yeah, the Penguin coaches are out there with the towels, but that's where the Penguins were all around Coach Tavani. He had a dry erase board out, and all the Penguin players were dripping onto the court. You can't have that.
No doubt.
Now we're back underway, 5:50 to go, 5:50. Penguins down by one. Penguins have committed 16 fouls, while the Hawks have committed a bunch, and more than 10 is all that matters. Over to the right side now. Penguins work it. Aaron Cano. Penguins don't work it. They work the defense. Cano's got it between the circles. 5:31 to go. Cano now drives the lane. He kicks out left side. Long three ball on the way. Short. Tipped out. Taken down by the Penguins. Souza's got it. He goes off to Adrian. Ponce, Souza, Adrian, Ryan, and Ari are out there. Low bounce pass. Souza hits the deck. Souza received the pass and it was shoved. The foul is called against Benjamin Clyde. Souza on the line.
Chris Souza. Go ahead, Stu.
He's got the gold socks on, or maybe he has the gold tape wrapped up the ankles.
He has the gold tape.
Yeah.
Loving the kicks, though. Those must be the new D-Wades. Those are nice.
On the way, and it's out.
Chris Souza all the way from Marysville, California. That's way up north, Stu. Way up north, Marysville.
All right.
Most definitely.
Not too far from Chico. On the way, Souza missed the first one. And the second one, he missed by a mile, gets his own rebound, flings it back out to Conyers, who gets in the way, and Souza picks up another foul. So 1 second rolled off the clock, and Souza will go back to the line. So let's see if Souza can make up for the two free throws that he just missed. Maybe pick up at least one. Yes, this one is good. Now he has a chance to make it right.
Yes, sir. Souza is in his senior campaign as well, though, Stu. I swear I thought he was a senior last year, and then I ran into him on the bus headed towards the boat dance, and I was like, Chris, what you doing here? He said, I'm a senior, Josh. I'm like, oh, great. I need to keep up a little better.
On the way, Souza makes it. 21-19, DU. 5:04 to go, fans. Check it. Now they changed the board to 2019. And we'll see if that holds up. I don't know, that one might miss too. Now that Ryan Tramiel with the rebound after the missed jumper by the Hawks. He hands it off to Adrian. Poncia goes over to the right side. Ari on the way, three ball. Oh, he missed it right. Ivan Tosh, except for the first couple of weeks of the season, has not been himself. And unfortunately, the first couple of weeks of the season didn't matter. Souza with the rebound after the Hawks couldn't get that one. Penguins are forcing the issue, making the Hawks take the long jumpers. A lot of three balls, none of them dropping. On the way, jumper Poncia missed it right from the left wing. Penguins by one. We're coming up on 4 minutes in the first half. Penguin women lost a nasty one. And Souza with a foul by Clyde. And I think that's the third on Clyde.
Yes, sir. Souza stepping in. Making some great moves on defense. Be able to put himself in position for the foul. Souza's having a good game as he's in. Yes, sir, Stu. We're up now, and I'm feeling a little comfortable. Definitely getting a little bit of that bad taste out of my mouth. But here on radio.dominican.edu, We always give you reminders. Marin Independent Journal has been providing our news and services. They've been a proud sponsor of the Dominican Athletics for a long time, and you ought to hit up Marin Independent Journal. Go buy one from your nearest newsstand, as well as marinij.com. If you're here in the area of Marin, it's all about Marin and Marin Independent Journal, as well as Sobel Communications, Sobel Communications, who's for black and gold. And please don't ever forget about the Mechanics Bank. Mechanics Bank supports the Dominican Athletics. They say stop by their San Rafael office at 904 4th Street here in the beautiful San Rafael, California. And Ty Caton, they say stop by their new tasting room in Kenwood. Tell George Delano you're with Dominican. So go ahead there and get some good services. There's always great things provided for our students and fans. You're all fans of Dominican Athletics. And it's great to always hear them here on radio.dominican.edu. We're still in this media timeout. We're always reminding you that Dominican is now in conference. They are 4-1. The Holy Names Hawks are coming in 1-4. So this is a crucial game for both teams. It's a good game for Dominican to bounce back from a tough loss to East Bay. And it's a game that Holy Names needs to put on to continue to give them some kind of momentum heading into the season. 1-4 is not very exciting. It's not very motivating to go on the season. So both teams kind of really needing this victory. As the women were both 4-0 and 5-0 in conference, the men's teams are definitely facing the same sort of pressure.
Penguins now on offense. Ari brings it in with full court pressure from the Hawks for the first time tonight. Everybody in the backcourt coming up on 4 minutes, and we're there right now. 2019, D's on top. It's back and forth all night. Souza with a jumper, left wing, good. What a great play there by Souza after Ivintosh. Assist, Ivintosh, super play. 3:45 to go, fans. Penguins up by three. Here's a soft jumper from the right side by Robert Christensen, a 6'3" senior for the Hawks. It's short. Penguins box out, haul it down. Ari right wing. Ari, no look. Kick out, Ponte on the way, deep. Hauled down by Souza after he tipped it out with a head fake. Souza now back over to Ryan. Left wing now. Ari drives in, left side from the baseline. Ari lays it up there, can't get it to fall. Falling on it now is Poncia. Poncia is a 6'1" sophomore, as Jeff mentioned, out of Reading. And a jump ball, and it was not called a jump ball. It was a jump ball. Penguins get it on the possession arrow. 3:07 to go, inbound. Penguins have it on the short side. Poncia's got it. He's being double-teamed out there in the corner. Adrian's got it. The Penguins are going to slow things down. 20 on the shot. Adrian goes between the legs over to Souza, who just scored. Turnaround jumper, Ryan Topley, good. Kamel from 7 feet. The hook shot, Penguins by five inside of 3 minutes, fans.
No doubt, rubbing a little cream on that one.
Yes, he did.
No doubt about it.
2:40 to go now.
The old hook shot courtesy of the legends.
Obie Woods has re-entered the game. Woods to Donnelly down low. Donnelly's a 6'2" freshman. Souza picks up his first, the team's seventh, with 2.5 to go. Donnelly will go to the line. Our next broadcast fans will be on the 22nd as Menlo's in the house. Jet and I will be here, 5:30 women, 7:30 men. Donnelly misses the free throw. Hauled down by Ari Ivintosh. Ivintosh has got it on the right wing. Ivintosh, three ball, good looking on the way, deep. Very deep. Almost air. I mean, that was real close to air. High dribbling Christensen. Kick out, no look at the last second. Donnelly for two off the glass. 2:10 to go. Penguins by three now. Here's Adrian. Adrian holds up the left hand, indicating the play as Alistair Flagg gets ready to re-enter the game. 2 minutes to go. Outside, Poncia drives in from the baseline. Draws a foul, no bucket. And they call it against the Penguins. They call it against Poncia.
That was a great effort by Brett Poncia. Definitely able to get in there and try to make the rim. He showed some great athleticism getting up. No doubt about it. Brett is definitely the young guy on the squad. And, you know, he is a sophomore, too, but from what I hear, there's a lot of promise to him. He has real good skills in terms of being funnily sound basketball play.
Alistair Flack has come in place of Ari Ivantosh, and Flack forces the issue and causes the turnover by forcing the high double dribble. 24-21. Penguins on offense now. 1:40 to go in the first half. Here's Adrian. Valderrama heaves it across the court and throws it away. He threw it right over the top of Alistair and way short of Ryan. And right in the way of it was Lloyd Marshall, a 6'7" freshman from Melbourne, Australia, which happens to be the same place that Alistair Flack is from. Here's Adrian, brings it the length of the court, pulls up with a jumper from the left wing. No good. Taken back down the other way by Obi Woods. Obi Woods with the jumper. A lot of shooting going on. Not much falling. 24-21. We're coming up on 1 minute to go. Back and forth. Three shots on goal. Nobody can get it. Alistair thinking three ball. Flack throws it away 57 seconds. Flack had it, and Donnelly got in the way of it. Donnelly goes up with it. Can't get it to fall. Flack gets tied up, and I think Flack may have drawn a foul here. No. Foul was called against Brian Trammell. And Trammell picks up the team's ninth foul with 50.7 seconds to go once the clock continues to roll, or resumes, I should say, as on the line is Robert Donnelly, the 6'2" freshman. 24-21. On the way, Donnelly deep. And he claps the hands together in disgust. Donnelly hated that one. It was right on line. It was just not the right distance.
No, definitely not what he wanted on that one, Stu. Like I said, some players you really discuss, you miss these free points. They're very vital in a close game like this. This is when the small things, the fundamentals, the sort of intangibles come into play.
Donnelly on the way. This one is good. 24-22 now. And the clock rolls. 50 seconds. Here we go. Punchia brings it up. Over to Alistair. Penguins have a small group in there now. Flack throws it away. I don't know who he was even looking for. Sousa's out there in the corner. Jet, but he was 5 feet away from him. And he threw them, and he missed him by 5 feet. 39 seconds to go as Lewis comes back in the game in place of Alistair Flack. And that just looked like Flack's a little rusty. Flack was injured most of the preseason. And he got hurt in the last game. No, game before last. Sat out last game. Here's Woods now. Obi Woods brings it up. 28 seconds to go. Woods being double-teamed. Everybody over on the left side. Woods has got it between the circles. Oh, Woods is standing right on that line. He almost backed over it, Jet. Well, I don't even know if he... Well, he must have known where his heels were. He's so close. 8 on the shot clock, 11 overhead. Woods got it. 5, 4, between the legs. 3, 2, outside 1 on the way. There's the buzzer, air ball. And it's going to be a delay. Yeah, it's a delay of game. But Xavier had it. He threw it the length of the court. And I'm not sure what happened there, Jet. I thought that there was some sort of game delay because the Hawks didn't get the shot off in time.
No, it looks like they're going to let that one go. But, hey, you know what the good thing is, too? We're up by 2. That's all right.
Well, you know, that's something we haven't had a chance to say very much lately.
Not at all. I mean, I can pretty much deal with that, seeing as our last game went. Any light of positive is just great for me right now.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
Positivity is just I definitely need it.
Anything. We'll take it. All right, fans. Jet's going to be back in about 8 minutes with the halftime extravaganza. We'll have all the stats, all the numbers, and then we'll have the second half of tonight's game in its entirety. You'll hear it right here on radio.dominican.edu. Please stay with us.
Welcome back here on radio.dominican.edu. We're back underway. This game is about to start in just a few moments as the men's basketball team, Dominican University, will go against the Holy Names University Hawks. Holy Names is definitely giving us a tight one. This one was 24-22. And we're still having a fun time here. Me and Stuart Horner sitting up here in the luxury press box enjoying all things that are great, wonderful in this world, including Dominican basketball. Definitely should be up there as Chris DeMarco will go ahead and inbound the ball to Adrian Valderrama for the start of this game. only here on radio.dominican.edu.
All right, Jet. Here we go, fans. Ball is in play. Clock rolls. DeMarco gets it. And DeMarco is all but silent in the first half, Jet, but Chavis fed him perfectly, and the Penguins take a four-point lead. 19:30 to go. Here's Ryan after Trammell steals it away. Penguins attacking the northern hoop now. The hoop they had been defending the first half. As you might imagine, both teams have switched sides. DeMarco now gets a perfect feed from Valderrama. DeMarco is fouled, and he'll go to the line as Paul Conyers picks up the foul. It was actually called against Richard Westfall. And it couldn't have been Conyers. He's not on the floor. So that's the first mistake of mine in the second half, Jet. On the way, DeMarco. This is the first one. Very deep. On the substitution, Jonathan Kargis re-enters the game in place of Obi Woods. Kargis at 6'5", Woods leaving at 6 feet. Both guys are freshmen. No, that's not right. Woods is a freshman. Kargis is senior. Second one's good, 27-22. DU coming up on 19 minutes in the second half. Stolen away by Ryan Trammell again. And it goes the way of Holy Names after Trammell got wrapped up with Kargis on the jump ball. Quick inbounds. Kargis gets it on the inbounds, and Ryan goes up to block him, and instead of blocking the ball, he shoved an elbow in Kargis' eye. Kargis goes to the line. First team foul committed by the Penguins in the second half comes at the hands of Trammell. One apiece, Jet. 19:05 to go. Kargis on the line. First one is good. Kargis back to the line now. Side spin. Adam Chavis with a rebound. You see that, Jet? It had side spin on it.
No doubt about it. It definitely had a weird kind of toss up on the ball. But
knuckler.
Telling you.
Valderrama.
That's what happens when you let pitchers shoot baseball, shoot basketballs, I guess.
Valderrama gets it. Gets it to DeMarco. DeMarco with a low bounce pass to Ryan Trammell softly. Trammell couldn't get it to fall. Nor could he box out. Now there's Kargis again from the right wing. He's got that side spin on the thing. That's got to be his shot. From the free throw line or anywhere else on the court, he gets the thing knuckling sideways. It's just spinning like a globe on its axis. It's not a backspin type of thing as most shots. Herrera now slams into Kargis and sends Kargis to the ground hard.
No doubt about it. Ferreira's about half of Kargis' size. That was quite a smash on Ferreira's end.
Boy, he really hit him hard.
No
Ferreira picks
it.
Up the foul. 18:12 to go. 27-23. Out on the right wing now is Aaron Cano. Cano had a lot of minutes in the first half. They get it up to the top on the left side. Sawitzki for three is good. 27-26. DU's by one. 17:50 to go.
Sawitzki's definitely the shooter on this Holy Names team. You can't let him get open looks like that at all. He would definitely make you pay.
Ferreira goes up from the middle of the lane, misses the hoop by a foot. He got a little bit of the backboard, but that's about all you can say about that shot. He was really getting pounded around as Ray Chavis gets ready to re-enter the game. Ray Chavis did not have his best first half. 27-26, 17-21 to go. Benjamin Clyde, right side. Ferreira with a big defensive jump, but with really good patience. Sawitzki waited for Ferreira to come flying over the top of him.
No doubt about it. And just like that, they've jumped back in it. Ferreira is definitely the player that you have to, you know, or not Ferreira, I'm sorry. Sawitzki is definitely a guy you have to watch out for. He's able to sit back and shoot the easy threes. He's definitely got a stroke, and Ferreira pretty much over-anticipated that play a little bit. Good thinking, good plan, but not the quite right execution as he flew right over him, gave Sawitzki time to reset and shoot. But Dominican definitely has to be able to play tight defense and run to the ball is what the coaches keep shouting. They keep shouting, run to the ball, be able to get there, be able to play defense. Don't just walk, don't lollygag, because games like these can get out of hand very, very fast. With 27-28 left to go, it's still going to remain a tight one. And I'm telling you, Stu, these close ones are definitely not good for my heart rate whatsoever. Also, here on radio.dominican.edu, we're reminding you that if you're in the Marin County area, you're a real sports guy, you're an athlete, and you need to get some bumps and bruises fixed, or you need to fix up a bad knee, if you're like Jet Jackson, you need to go ahead over to Marin Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Marin Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, some of the best.
All right,
yes. Go ahead, Stu.
All right, Jet. Hey, folks, by the way, this would be a great opportunity. If you'd like to send us an email, now this would be an opportunity for you to be heard throughout administration. And it would be a great opportunity for us if you were to say something nice about the broadcast that you listen to, all the work Jet and I do, any criticism, comments, anything. We'd like to hear it. And it makes its way to, the head cheese here at the radio station where our head coach is Melba Beals. So if you'd like to send us an email, you can do so at radio@dominican.edu. Radio@dominican.edu. If you want to say something nice about me, that'd be great. Or if you have any criticism about Jet, you can send that too. 16:50 to go. That's a little joke there, Jet. Ryan Tremell scores a quick two ball on the inbounds and a low bounce pass.
I had to see your reaction, Sue. I was going to wait a little bit.
Robert Dolly. No, Jet's doing a great job. You can say nice things about Jet. Radio@dominican.edu. 16:41 as Donnelly throws the ball away. The Penguins get it. The Penguins are up by one, 29-28. Penguins now on offense, and Adrian's going to slow things down. He's going to let all the Hawks and the rest of the Penguins get back into the forecourt. Ray's got it left side. Hands it back off to DeMarco. Left-handed layup from Chavis with the assist. 31-28, 16:15 to go in the second half. Timeout, Dennis Jones. Don't forget, fans, our next broadcast is coming up on January 22nd when the Penguins will be welcoming in the Oaks from Menlo College. Women tip off at 5:30, Jet, men at 7:30. You know, there's only one game between now and then, and that'll be away at William Jessup, and that's going to be a very telling game because Jessup is one of the teams that was tapped by a lot of the coaches around the league to take the CalPAC title this year. Jessup, very tough.
No doubt. Very tough team, and they're definitely going to be a handful for Dominican. But in the meantime, we got to focus on Holy Names because they're the rival, and nothing gives us more joy and satisfaction than beating them, especially in a tight game like this. So if Holy Names, we don't get past Holy Names, then Jessup is definitely going to be a big worry still.
You're right. First things first. Here we go, fans. Clock rolls. 16:07 to go. Oh, thrown away now. Holy Names into the hands of Adam Chavis. Goes Adrian back to Chavis. Chavis has it knocked away by Aaron Cano.
Chavis looked like he wanted a little dinner right there. He was looking to smash.
Yeah, you're right. He does have one big hammer jam earlier in the game. He was looking for another one right there. Inbounds to DeMarco. Goes up with it. DeMarco missed it. Taken down by Clyde. Very quickly as the Penguins brought the ball in right under their own hoop. Tipped out by Ryan, but it went in anyway as the two ball by Donnelly was converted. 31-30, 15:45 to go. So there's just zero excitement in the Conlon Center tonight, Jet. I'm not sure what's going on. Usually it's, you know, everybody was so hyped about this game. And then the women's game was such a massive letdown for the Penguins as Adrian Valderrama drives the lane right side, gets it. 15:28 to go. The clock continues. The Penguins by three.
Well, I just think the last game we had just like this was against CSU East Bay. And, I mean, it was a close game just like this. And, you know, you kind of grit your teeth on these times. It's kind of hard to cheer when you're sitting there chomping down, hoping that, you know, this won't be a deja vu of last game because the men's team has definitely improved. As we can see on court, they're definitely playing a little smarter, definitely being able to score so much more. But it's really one of those games you grit your teeth at, Stu.
Three ball by Ray on the way. He missed it way left. Taken down by Adrian Valderrama. Valderrama with a rebound after DeMarco. Left side, DeMarco.
Chris DeMarco
drops one. DeMarco drops an apple. right through the basket.
Drops the apple from Appleton, Wisconsin. Man, DeMarco is such a gift to this team. I'm telling you, Stu, he does so much that really, I mean, the points he makes are vital. He's able to get under them. He's able to score in the tough situations, which is something that this, you know, Dominican team desperately needed last year.
I don't know if you've met his dad, Jeb, but DeMarco's dad is a super cool guy.
He's a great guy. He always comes, talks to us after the broadcast.
Penguins on defense are able to box out, strip the ball away, and Ray goes behind the back as he now goes between the legs. Chavis hands it off to DeMarco, who drives the lane. DeMarco stutter steps off to Adrian straight away.
And Trammell was seeing an invisible penguin as he tossed the ball to the lucky little girl with the green shirt sitting on the sideline. So
Trammell looking for Ray Chavis. There was no Ray Chavis, and it went out of bounds. And Chavis was nowhere near it. 35-32, 13-54.
I love how everybody paused on that one. Like, did you see that? Okay, yeah, I saw that too. Yeah,
nobody could believe Ryan did that.
It's like everyone in the crowd looked at each other. Did you see that? Okay, I saw that. Just making sure you saw what I saw.
Yeah, did I just see what I thought I saw? Pretty sure I know what I saw, but I hope I imagined it.
Nothing too bad to say about this. All right, we're going to let that one go. We're going to let that one ride a little bit. But, you know, we've seen stranger in sports, professional sports. But that'll definitely be added to Shamel's blooper reel of Dominican University.
Oh, brother, you're not kidding. I mean, Ryan is, he looked up like, what did I just do? I just threw it to somebody in the crowd, but none of my teammates were anywhere near it, right in the middle of a play.
No doubt about it, but hey, he'll bounce back. Ryan Trammell, him and Adam Chavis had the most points going into halftime, so they've both been pretty much putting it down, putting it on the line in this game so far, 35-32. We're always reminding you here on radio.dominican.edu, sports broadcasting is not all we do. There's tons of great student programming every semester that come, and we're reminding you, if you love just good radio, you should tune in to radio.dominican.edu, to the website. You can hit us up on there and see the new student broadcasting and programming coming to you soon. I know the sports show will most likely be back on radio.dominican.edu. That's the all-pro sports show with me and Mr. Jock. And I also know there's lots of other great programming that will be planned. So look to your man, Stuart Horn, for all that information. He'll let you know. Only here on radio.dominican.edu.
Penguins back on defense now as the clock rolls. Jet, here we go. Thank you. Now the baseline. Hawks off to our left, 16 on the shot clock. Penguins just playing some defense. Driving in is Eric Adams. They kick it out for the three ball. No good. Taken down by Adam Chavis. Chavis fought for it and got it. 13:20 to go. 35-32. Here's DeMarco. DeMarco stutter steps again. He hands it back outside now to Adrian, who's between the circles. Valderrama back over to Ray. Left side, DeMarco. 13 minutes exactly, fans. Here's Adam. Adam fakes right, goes left toward the baseline. Throws it back outside. Ray on the way. Three ball, yes. Ray Chavis buries a tray ball, 38-32, 12:50 to go.
Sonny, that's why they call him All Day Ray, a.k.a. the weatherman, because he can make it rain whenever he wants to. Stu, Ray has such a stroke known. He is famous and notorious for that that three-pointer, I'm telling you.
Robert Christensen with an air ball. The problem with your logic, Jet, though, is that that's Ray's first, and he's tried about five of them. I think that's his first. Isn't that right? I mean, you're right. When he gets hot, nobody can touch him.
No doubt about it.
Adam Chavis now from the free throw line. He gets it to fall the Penguins by eight quickly. It was tied a minute ago. 12:15 to go. I'd love to see All Day get going. Last couple games, it doesn't seem like he's made much of anything. But he just did make a beautiful three ball a second ago. And Adam Chavis ends up on the floor. Jet down there with Eric Adams. Ari Ivintosh gets ready to re-enter.
And that would be Adams' fourth, I believe, wouldn't it, Stu?
Eric Adams on the line, boss. How many on Chavis have?
Three on Chavis.
Three on Chavis, huh? I thought you had three before. That's only three. All right. That definitely leaves me more at ease, because I was about to say, oh, my God, he's got four fouls. Still got 12 minutes left to go, but.
Yeah, well, that's three is a lot better than four. You're right. 40-32, fans, and they're wiping up the floor out there as Eric Adams, who ended up on the floor with Adam Chavis. Chavis with three. Chavis gets four. I'm going to start getting nervous. First one's good. And Ari does come into the game. So Ivan Tosh's mom and sister here.
Yes, sir. His parents, proud fans of American athletics.
Rooting Ari on all the time. Out Adam as Ari's come in. He's in there with Ryan and DeMarco and Adrian and Ray. Penguins by six now, 12:06 to go.
Ari's younger brother, actually, Joel, he's a new addition to the team this year as well.
Redshirt?
Yes, sir, redshirt freshman. So the Ivan Tosh family is definitely large and in charge here at Dominican University as Trammell goes up and misses the drive, misses the catch.
Trammell was down low, and DeMarco threw him a bullet and went right through Trammell's hands.
But you know what they say, if you get your hands on it, you got to catch it. Seemed like he was close to getting it. But
darn right, 11:50 to go, fans. Penguins are on defense now with 22 on the shot clock and an off-ball whistle. See what the call is as they're coming this way. Foul is called on Conyers, the 6'8" junior out of Sacramento. Conyers gets the second team foul, Jet. Penguins have three in the second half. Right in front of the broadcasting area is Ryan Tremelli. Gets it off to Ray. Ray now with a no-look to Ari down low. DeMarco off the glass, spun it home off the window.
And that is that great athleticism we were always talking about. I'm so tongue-tied tonight, Stu. DeMarco able to get inside, into the paint, make those tough plays, get those tough points when teams are playing that type of defense on us. I'm telling you, DeMarco is definitely an athlete all by himself on this team.
42-34, with 11:14 to go as Ray Chavez playing some massive defense. Jet forces Cargas out of bounds. Forced Eric Adams out of bounds, I should say. The Penguins get it on the error caused by Ray Chavez in the backcourt. Ari, 11:14. Uh-oh, and now right between Adams' legs, the ball goes out of bounds into the coach's hands.
That was Trammell on that one, Stu.
Trammell's legs. 42-34, 11:08 to go. That's two in a row.
Yeah, I got to admit, Trammell and Chavis are almost pretty much twins of each other. They're both sort of the same athletic build, real tall guys. Pretty much like the Twin Towers when it comes to playing, putting on their basketball jerseys, too.
OB's come in. OB Woods. He passes it off to Clyde, who had a great first half against the Penguins. Clyde now throws it away into the hands of Ari Ivan Tosh. They get it to Valderrama. Valderrama goes off the window. DeMarco. He got it to DeMarco down low. DeMarco went off the window, and he'll go to the line. He was absolutely accosted, physically pounded. 10:43, but DeMarco doesn't. He just seems to shake everything off.
No doubt. DeMarco, I'm seeing, he just gets roughed up every game. He's a big guy. It's hard not to foul him, and it's hard not to get a hand on him when you have to guard a guy that big, but DeMarco is always able to get in there, score the tough points, take the beating. And, I mean, you can attribute that to a lot of his success so far as a Dominican Penguin is his ability to get under the rim and his intangibles, you know.
DeMarco misses the first one by a mile. The second one he misses by 2 miles. So he didn't manage to zero in on the hoop at all. He just got further away. 10:34 to go. The Penguins cannot box out. Obi Woods has got it on the right wing. He goes top of the key to Benjamin Clyde. Clyde's got Ryan on him, Penguins' tallest guy. So Clyde's going to hand it off. Souza getting ready to re-enter. 10:20 to go. Penguins by 8. Oh, Ray picks up an elbow. 3-ball on the way by Christensen is deep. Taken down by Xavier Muldrow. Shot clock resets. Muldrow transitions down to the other end. He goes to DeMarco. DeMarco works his way in. Oh, DeMarco's all alone on the soft side. Now he goes up with great patience. Oh, no. And DeMarco is called for the travel. Coach Tavani comes up on his feet. Tavani then does kind of a scissor leg jump move himself. He couldn't believe that DeMarco's bucket was waved off and a travel was called, Jet.
Not whatsoever. I mean, I saw DeMarco bounce the ball and go up. I did not see a travel whatsoever. I don't know, the rest kind of saw it wrong from that point of view. But what a great transition. What a great offense coming from those guys passing around the ball. I mean, Ray Chavis and Ari Ivantage, who would have been credited with assist on that one, was able to get in there and score. And I'm telling you, this Dominican team is playing their best basketball right now. They're playing pretty good. 42-34 is not as close as it was in the beginning, but then again, it's not as far as we want it to be, Stu. So we want them to definitely increase that lead and jump ahead. And definitely that will please the fans. The fans seem to be a little silent tonight for some reason. We are a rival game, but everybody seems to be kicking it, chilling back, just waiting to see what happens, gritting their teeth, so to speak. So
yeah. The real fire came tonight during the women's game, because since the men's game has begun, there has not been that much enthusiasm in the house. It was all during the women's game.
We have to admit, a lot of that excitement was coming from Holy Names' cheering section.
Yeah, right.
They definitely had a lot to say during that game.
You're right. Names brought a ton of people, and they were stoked. 9:58 to go, fans. 42-34.
Yes, let's not give Names the satisfaction of another win, though. Hopefully these Penguins can get in here and make something happen. If anyone can, they can, Stu. They're definitely the Cal Pack defending champions.
Three team fouls committed by both. That's right. Penguin men did win the Cal Pack championship last year. Holy Names on offense now. Penguins leading this one, 42-34. Woods has got it on the right wing. Now he drifts around with the scissor legs jumper. Sawitzki can't get it to fall. Penguins have it now. And Xavier's got the ball. He goes right side over to Ray. He goes back to Xavier. Muldrow, three bounces, picks up a screen from Souza. Stutter step, left side, down low to DeMarco, stolen away by Woods. Whistle.
So that was a great pass by Xavier Muldrow with the no look, able to get it down low to DeMarco. He's definitely showing a lot of great, great play from a freshman.
DeMarco will go back to the line. Last time at the line just a moment ago, he missed two. Penguins need a little more production out of him than that. They get it. There's the first one is good. He goes back to the line now, and the second one is good. So DeMarco knocks down two.
That puts us up double digits.
44-34 with 9 minutes and 5 seconds to go. In the second half of this Cal Pack doubleheader, Penguin women lost an absolute heartbreaker earlier. It was not close. A heartbreaker nonetheless. Obi Woods, kick out right side on the way, three ball. Nope, just a long two ball at about 17 feet. 8:45 to go. Up on his feet is Tavani. Now he sits back down. 44-36 after the long two. Shot goes off by Ari Ivantosh, no good. DeMarco's right there to put it back. Clean things up. Penguins by 10. Now Souza gets tripped up by Richard Westphal. Westphal was lying on the floor, put the legs up, and Souza fell right over him. And they're going to give the ball to
Names, it looks like.
They're going to give the ball to Holy Names. Holy cow. 8.5 to go. Penguins by 10. And a whistle before the ball even comes in. Now they're going to give the ball to the Penguins. Before the ball even came in, they call the foul against number 20, Sawitzki. That's the 15th foul committed by Holy Names. In the backcourt now is Ari with the hose very high. Ari to DeMarco, right side across the timeline. Ari goes now. He drives in. Now he backs back out. He had a clean lane with which to work, but he didn't take it. Here is Xavier, right side. Muldrow can't get it to fall. Souza has it batted away. Souza's got it, goes outside to Ray. Shot clock resets. Ari now picks up a screen from Ray, drives in left side. Ivantosh back to Ray, thinking three ball on the way. Very short. Front of the rim, 7:50 to go. Penguins by 10. In transition, Cano. Right side, no look, kick out. On the way, Sawitzki. Somebody's on the floor, and I think it's Adam Chavis. No, it's Ray Chavis. Could be Adam Chavis. Adam Chavis isn't out there. It's Ray Chavis, who's out there with Xavier Muldrow, Chris Souza, Ari Ivantosh, and Chris DeMarco.
Yep. And that would be Ray Chavis with his first foul of the night, too, Stu. So Go figure.
Penguins by 10 with 7:48 to go as Ari runs out and wipes up the floor. Now Ari's back in play. And the whistle blows and the ball's in. Kargis has got it on the left wing. He goes to Obi Woods at the top of the key. He's got Ari all over him. Ari's got Woods by about 6 inches. Kargis now drives in against DeMarco. Left side softly, can't get it to fall. Penguins box out. Xavier Muldrow hauls it in. Muldrow brings it up. Muldrow goes between the legs. Now he goes around the back. Now he hands it off to Souza and Ray on the right wing. 7:20 to go. Here's Souza. Top of the key. Xavier. Right side. Muldrow thinking about it. Muldrow's got... He's only got one defender on him. Muldrow had a little bit of trouble. Ari with a soft jumper off the glass. Couldn't get it to fall. Off the glass again. DeMarco couldn't get the putback to go. Benjamin Clyde, left side. Clyde in transition now. Cano, top of the key. Kargis. Kargis, a 6'5 senior out of San Diego. He goes right side to Woods. Penguins still by 10. 6:50 to go. Woods. Penguins playing some pretty good defense here. Won't let the names in. As Woods pushes off Ari, but no whistle. Officials right on top of him. Woods goes left side. Woods got Sawitzki, and now Ray just picked up his second. Ray Chavez stepped right in the way and picked up another foul. Souza comes out. DeMarco comes out. Phil Havlicek's back in there along with Ryan. So it's Ray, Xavier, and Ari along with Phil and Ryan. 6.5 to go, fans. Penguins by 10. Penguins finally started to pull away a little bit. Kargis goes top of the key to Cano. Back outside, Kargis, three ball, no. Ray had a perfect look at it, but he couldn't do anything with it. Ray saves it, back inbounds. But had Ray been paying a little bit better attention, Jet, I think he would have saved that one.
Ray's not definitely liking that one. They sure as heck are.
Ray almost
got away with anything in this game.
No, Ray then wanted to yell at the crowd, at the referee, and he gets immediately yanked, and rightfully so. You can't yell at the ref more than one play, you know, more than one play at a time. Kargis with a nice up and in. Good play there by the Hawks. And Kargis converts on the left side. He'll get a chance to go to the line. It's on Havlicek.
Kargis,
it's 46-38. And Kargis will go to the line to bring the Hawks within 7. It's 6-11. 6-11 to go. 16 fouls committed by the Penguins. 5 committed by the Hawks. On the way. That one is good, and that is a 3-point play. And that hurts.
No doubt about it. The Dominican stays up and plays smart offense, has good ball control, and is able to move well in transition. They should be all right, Steve.
Havlicek brings it into Ari. Ari heaves it the length of the court. Finds Ryan. Everybody transitions down. So not much came of that long throw. Ari's got it. It's tipped out of bounds, and the Penguins cough it up as DeMarco will re-enter the game in place of Havlicek. Havlicek's in there for about 45 or 50 seconds of play and picks up a foul. Kargis brings it up now. Penguins by 7 with 5:40 to go. Penguins on defense. Sawitzki goes 360 spin move over to Arrington at the top of the key. Ari's all over Cano. Outside Obi. Three ball, no. Down with it is DeMarco. DeMarco hands it off to Xavier. Xavier goes to Ryan in the left corner. Back over to Muldrow. Top of the key is Ari. Over his head, he heaves it up to DeMarco. DeMarco now on the right side, goes to Ari, back over to Ryan, 13 on the shot clock, here's DeMarco softly off the glass, easily in. Good ball work there for the Penguins, zigzagging it around inside of 5 minutes, fans. Penguins stretch it back out to 9. Shot on goal is no good by Sawitzki. And the Penguins transition down to the other end. And Adam Chavez hands it off to DeMarco right under the hoop. DeMarco for two more. So sure-handed is DeMarco. 50-39. 4.5 to go. Penguins on defense now. Off to our left. They're defending the southern hoop. And a big long three ball goes off by Jonathan Cargis, a 6'5" senior out of San Diego. And gets it to fall, 50-42, with 4:09 to go. Right side, Ari. Back to DeMarco. Ivintosh on the way, deep. Ryan with the put back, yes.
Great rebound by Ryan Trammell. The way he get up there and snatch the board to clean up the shots, dude.
Perfect position by Trammell. You're right.
No doubt. And athleticism. He sort of reached back and snatched that one.
Obi Woods, three ball, and that's good. And the Hawks are just starting to catch a little groove. Luckily for the Penguins, that Chris DeMarco's right in there. And all of a sudden, DeMarco himself has caught a nice little groove, Jet.
No doubt about it. Once we have so many good players with... They're pretty much real consistent. I mean, once guys get on a roll, they can pretty much be pretty consistent, like all day Ray. I mean, when he gets on a roll, he can start shooting, and he'll make everything he hits. When DeMarco gets on a roll, he can score inside the paint easy, and same as Chavez, the same as Ari, and everyone's on court. When everyone's on a roll together and everyone's working collectively, we're a dangerous team, Stu. So we stay in front and we stay ahead in this game and not make any simple, non-necessary mistakes. We should be all right. And, you know, I'm telling you that. I'm looking forward to seeing how these last 3 minutes and 47 seconds shape out because we've seen crazier happen. I mean...
Penguins lost a heartbreaker two nights ago right here at the Conlin Center as the Pioneer men came in under Will Biggs and took the Penguins down by 1 point. Oh, that was a tough one. Here we go, fans. 52-45 with 3:47 to go. Penguins bring it in. Ari... Goes to the left side, Adam. Chavez now flings it to the top through the hands of Ryan Trammell, and it's out of bounds.
I'm sorry. Tram's got to be able to get up and snatch that. It was high, and he was not prepared for it, but still yet. Those are those, I don't know, he's 6'5". You got to get up and try to get some hands on that. But then again, he's been working hard, so I'm not going to rag on my man Ryan Tram because he's doing what he has to do to get in this game and keep us winning. It's 338, 52-45. The DUs are up. And it's all good here in the Collins Center. We're always reminding you here at Dominican University, especially at radio.dominican.edu, about our sponsors, and that's Gelati Brothers. Gelati Brothers is contractors. They are based in San Rafael, and they've been building Marin County since 1914. That's Gelati Brothers Contractors, as well as Frank Howard Allen Realtors. Search for homes, get neighborhood information, and go to their award-winning home 24/7. Don't forget, Dominican is a member of the California Pacific Conference, the California Pacific Conference in the NAIA. You can look up information on Dominican and other NAI schools in the CalPAC at www.calpacathletics.com. That's calpacathletics.com. Only here on radio.dominican.edu. Now, Stu, I mean, we're looking at this game so far, and it seems to me that, you know, it's a close one. Do you think that Holy Names is going to muster up something and try to come at us full force in this next play?
Yes.
I mean, they've been shooting a whole lot. We haven't seen them push the paint a whole lot. We've seen them shoot a whole lot. We've seen them try to get into Dominican's play-type defense, but I don't know. It seems like if they double-team DeMarco, you know, okay, but we got Adam Chavez on the court. They double-team Chavez, then... We still got Tram. I mean, we pretty much got the guys, and so they're going to have to pretty much play tight defense all by themselves.
Stolen away by Xavier Muldrow. All alone, Muldrow under the hoop. Muldrow gets it off, and Adam Chavez is right there for the putback, but he gets the whistle, but the ball does not drop. Muldrow stole it away on the inbounds, Jet. Took it the distance and got wrapped up right under the hoop at the last instant. Muldrow was in there against. He was tied up with Eric Adams, and Chavez was right there to try and put it back, but he couldn't. And now he goes to the line.
Muldrow is getting better every game. I mean, I can't wait to see this guy as a senior. I kind of want to fast forward and just see Xavier Muldrow playing senior ball for Dominican University because he's doing great as a freshman at point guard.
Oh, he's fantastic. 40 pounds more and another 3 years of experience. He's going to be He's going to be unbelievable. Chavis makes both of them.
No doubt about it. You know, Xavier Muldrow, his team from Riverside, California, Martin Luther King Junior High, they're ranked among the top 100 high school basketball or basketball high schools in the nation, Stu, as of yesterday.
54-45. Three ball goes off by Aaron Cano, and it's good. 54-48. We're coming up on 3 minutes, fans. Adams got it at the timeline. He heaves it across the court. Both hands over his head to Ari. Now Xavier. Now Ari left side. Muldrow to Adam, being double-teamed. Ari all alone. Ari thinking about it. Ari wanted to let it loose, but he wouldn't. He held onto it. Xavier right side softly. Muldrow good for two. 56-48. Muldrow with a softie. Boy, what great footwork. He saw the seam in the lane and took it. Obi Woods now goes top of the key. Left side, Cano. Cano goes down low. Now Woods. Woods drives in, kick out, Cano, three ball on the way. In and out, too flat. Ryan Trammell with it. 2.5 to go, 56-48. 2:20 to go, double dribble on Xavier.
Xavier definitely showed a little disgust. I think he knew he messed up on that one. But I'm talking, speaking of the devil, Xavier Muldrow has just had a great season so far. I mean,
oh yeah,
he has a whole new, I mean, type of quickness to this team this year.
He's been an exceptional addition to the group. 56-48, coming up on 2 minutes, fans. Penguins just need to hold on. They're up by eight. They got a lot of work to do, though. DeMarco all over his guy. Donnelly's got it. Three ball on the way. No, Ryan down with it. Good box out work there by Trammell. Good position. Pulls down the rebound. 2 minutes exactly. Top of the key. Ryan's got it. Oh, no. Ryan again muffed it. That's the third pass tonight that's gone right through his fingertips. I mean, that was a perfect feed from Adam to Ryan. Ryan was down low, ready to bring it. And he absolutely muffed it, Jet.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, I love what Adam Chavis does. After play, he tells, you know, he goes up to Trammell and tells him, hey, it's over with. Let's go on. Let's keep playing. I got you. I mean, that's what great teammates do. They're able to back each other up. They're able to get in there, correct each other, help each other out when it comes to the mistakes.
Jonathan Kargis with the three ball missed. Penguins down with it. Ari with the rebound. Ari brought it across the timeline himself. He drifted left, and one of the Hawks snuck up behind him. And it came out of the area of play right off of Ivan Tosh's left foot. And it went into the grandstands, and they turned it around, properly so. And it is now Hawks ball. 1:35 to go when we return, 56-48. 17 fouls committed by the Penguins. 6 committed by the Hawks so far. And with 1.5 to go, there is no question the Hawks are going to come out. I think they'll probably rain a couple threes and see if they can land a couple.
No doubt about it. They're going to send their shooters out, and they're going to send them gunning. I'm telling you, they're going to be gunslinging too. And you pretty much have to stay in their faces, stay playing defense, try not to make any fouls. And if Dominican can do that, they can be all right. Because you don't want to send a team full of great shooters to the foul line whatsoever. So DUs can definitely stay on top of that. And if they're able to do that, maybe we can get some shots in of our own, and we'll come away with the W, no doubt about it, Stu.
1 minute and 35 seconds to go, fans. 56-48. Penguins really, you know, Penguins need a victory tonight for morale as much as anything, coming off of that heartbreaking loss two nights ago at the hands of the Pioneers.
No doubt. This is a morale game for both teams. Holy Names is 1-4. DU is 4-1. I mean, Holy Names needs a win bad. We need a win just to pick us up. You know, one for us would definitely be great to the confidence, but as long as we're able to stay up on that and, I mean, play great defense like they're playing now, we should be all right. I'm hoping.
Obi Woods has got it at the top of the key. 1:18 to go with 15 on the shot clock. Tavani's up on his feet. Woods with a bunch of work there against Ari Ivantosh. Drifting in is Clyde. He can't get it to fall. The putback by Christensen is good. 56-50. We're at 1 minute exactly now. Penguins on offense, and it's thrown away as Adam Chavis was trying to hit DeMarco way up under the hoop. Outside Woods, three ball. No. Boy, that would have been huge if Woods had nailed that one. 50 seconds to go. That would have brought the Hawks within three. And the foul is against Ryan Trammell, and that's going to send Cargis to the line. And Cargis has been pretty solid tonight. I would not bet against Cargis making both of these. And that would make it a four-point game if Cargis knocks them both down. 56-50. 18 fouls committed by the Penguins, 6 committed by the Hawks. Side-spinning Cargis, and it's good. Cargis got that knuckling side spin jet.
I'm telling you.
It's just the strangest looking spin on the ball.
We have to stop calling him Cargis and start calling him Maddox, because he's got a weird little toss on it.
And that one.
And this is where it's
vital for
you.
They both go. 4-point game. 50 seconds. Inbounds. Adam gets it off to Xavier. Foul is Aaron Cano against Xavier. So Muldrow, the freshman, will get a chance for two. If he makes the first one, he gets another one. If he misses the first one, it's live. 57, 56, 52, 47.6 on the way. Xavier, good. And that was huge.
Yes, sir. That's definitely stepping up in the clutch as a freshman. Like you said, clutch isn't always those last-second shots. It's those vital points, those getting under the rim and scoring like DeMarco does. It's the making things happen on the offensive side of the ball like Adam Chavis does. Those are what counts.
Second one's missed, and Xavier is then fouled by Obi Woods instantly. Ryan came down with the second one was missed, and Ryan with the rebound. And now Xavier will go back to the line again. So 4 seconds spun off the clock. And Xavier will go to the line again. 57-52. This one goes. It rattled around. But it went down.
It definitely made your heart jump a little bit on that one. But
58-52.
Xavier hasn't let us down yet. Great, great freshman. Great talent.
And this one is good. 59-52, 7-point game, 43 seconds to go, fans. Right side, Penguins on defense. Clyde with the jumper off the glass, taking down Ari. And Ari is fouled, 35 seconds to go. Foul is called against Benjamin Clyde. Penguins by 7, 35 seconds to go. And the Hawks are in full-on defense mode right now, Jet. Doing everything they can to just keep this thing alive, hoping that Ari misses the freebie. Ivan Tosh on the line. On the way, Ari backspin, good. It was important. If nothing else, Ari has not had a very good first half of the conference part of the season. First couple of weeks were pretty good.
No doubt.
CalPAC Player of the Week at one point, and he makes a second one. And then since then, it's not been vintage Ivan Tosh by any means. 30 seconds to go, fans. Penguins by 9. Air ball. DeMarco ends up getting wrapped up under the hoop with Christensen. 28 seconds to go, and the Penguins are going to get it back. Inbounds Ari to Ryan in the backcourt. 26 seconds to go. And now we're just going to transition back to the other end, and Ryan will go to the line. Penguins by 9. Obviously, Jones is hoping that the Penguins would miss one of these. Hawks could box out, pull it down, fire it off a couple threes and get this thing tight, but the Penguins have managed to knock their free throws down, 2 from Xavier and 2 from Ari. And now Ryan on the line, and this one's no good. It's not a one-and-one situation as we've gone into the double bonus, so the free throws come two at a time.
Ryan could possibly play.
Here's
on
Ryan
right
on
here.
The way, and this one's good. 10-point game, 26 seconds to go. Inbounds Woods. Penguins don't want to foul. They do need to play some pretty serious defense. Woods, 3 ball on the way, missed it right. DeMarco down 18 seconds. DeMarco's fouled by Cargis in the backcourt with 16 seconds to go. 10-point game, 16 seconds to go. DeMarco will go to the line.
Chris DeMarco on the line.
On the way, DeMarco. Swish.
And that will probably put it on ice, too.
11-point game as DeMarco will go back to the line. Shout out to Appleton.
No doubt about it.
On the way.
Good. There you go. DeMarco cuts it, kills it, cleans it, puts it on ice.
16 seconds, the clock rolls, fans. Penguins have a 12-point lead. And now it's 10 seconds. And a three-ball attempt goes off. And the Hawks are just going to hold it. 4-3, Adams got it. Hawks aren't going to do anything. 1. That's the game, fans. Penguins with the win. Penguins with a split after the Penguin women lost by 21 tonight. Final score, 64-52. Penguins move to 5-1 in conference. Hawks go 1-5 in conference. So while it wasn't a sweep in the Conlin Center of the Hawks, Penguin men managed to come back and force a split.
No,
and that's hey, that's better than 0-2 after starting off with a 21-point loss in the women's game. That was rough.
Yes, that was rough. But way to go ahead and get some retribution for this, for that loss and the losses the week before. The Penguins were definitely able to bounce back, have a great game. I mean, they played pretty much sound defense. They played good offense, and they came in and had a good one, Stu. I'm definitely I have nothing to complain about in this game. Nothing whatsoever. Dominican came in, did what they had to do against a team that did not relax on them much. They stepped up and came through with the good shots, came through with the good looks on offense and defense. Can't be mad at them.
Well, Jed, I'm glad to hear that you're happy. I, too, am happy. 64-52, your final score, folks. Jed and I will be back on January 22nd, 5:30 women, 7:30 men, Menlo College in the house, CalPAC doubleheader. We'll bring it all to you live. Until then, thank you for listening to radio.dominican.edu.